Hey, Patty Page and Ray Anthony are at the Armory. Let's go to town. My name is Carter, Corporal Eddie Carter of the National Guard. Sure glad you could join us here in the Armory. My buddies told me not to make a speech because they'd much rather listen to our wonderful singing star of the month, Miss Patty Page, and to Ray Anthony's great band. Well, those are my orders, and I guess the best way to carry them out would be to bring on Mr. Ray Anthony.
I'm on, Eddie. Hello, everyone.
Hey, that's a pretty small hello, Ray.
Well, we've got a much bigger one set to music called the Jersey Bounce. How about that?
Should be just the right size.
All right, boys, let's say hello to the folks.
Something maybe you fellas 17 to 18 and a half haven't heard about the National Guard. There's a swell opportunity for you to start meeting your military obligation right here in your own hometown. That's right. If you join the Guard before you're 18 and a half, under existing regulations, you can keep going to school or begin a career in business without having to go on active duty, unless, of course, your unit is called in a national emergency. And at the same time, you can learn valuable technical skills in the National Guard, earn extra money and meet new friends. And best of all, you'll be proud to belong to the National Guard. It's a great outfit with fine tradition and one of our hometown's biggest assets. So, fellas, do yourself a favor and your community, too. Keep your guard up. Join the National Guard. Well, I guess everyone in town who could get a babysitter is right here with us in the Armory. Matter of fact, some folks even brought the kids, because they all want to hear our terrific singing star of the month. She's a real busy young lady, what with her radio and TV shows, so we feel pretty lucky to have her with us, Miss Patty Page.
Thank you. can dance on the web as fine as fun, warm and as sweet as a hot cross bun. Now that I'm in love, I can roll up the side of the steepest hill, stop any style that won't hold still, skip to the moon, and I think I will. Now that I'm in love, let the wind and the rain hit the window pane, I won't complain anymore. Let the snow and the sleet cover up your street, my feet will find your door. Love doesn't need a label when you're at my side. Somehow I don't seem able to pocket my pride. I can leap down the lane like a kangaroo, the one thing I want the most to do, live all the rest of my life with you, now that I'm in love. Somehow I don't seem able to pocket my pride. I can leap down the lane like a kangaroo, the one thing I want the most to do, live all the rest of my life with you, now that I'm in love. Bells are chiming, words are rhyming, now that I'm in love.
Thank you very much.
Miss Page, that was really swell.
Eddie, why don't you call me Patty?
Anything you say, Miss Page.
Oh, fine. Tell me, Eddie, what's the National Guard stand on romance?
Well, it's not in the manual, but it's a big topic after drill.
Well, then you don't think something a little romantic would be out of place?
Heck no. As a matter of fact, maybe you can help. Some of the fellas keep saying they just can't seem to find the right words.
Eddie, if they've got the right girl in their arms, I've got the right words. They begin like this.
Oh, for just the chance to love you, would I love you, love you, love you, to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you, with all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul. You ask me, would I love you if you let me? Eyes that see your eyes that know. Would I love you? What a question. When I'm yearning so, oh, for just the chance to love you, would I love you, love you, love you, to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you, with all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul.
Miss Page, that was wonderful.
Thank you, Eddie. Only I thought we'd agreed you'd call me Patty.
Of course, Miss Page.
Well, a girl can always try. Eddie, tell me, how long have you been in the National Guard?
About a year.
What about those battle stars?
Oh, well, I was in the Army. I served 18 months in Korea before I came home.
Oh, now I'm really confused. You've been in the Army, been discharged, and you're now in the National Guard. Why?
Well, Miss Page, even though we've been discharged, we're not through. We still have a remaining military obligation. We have to serve a certain number of years in the Ready Reserve.
Oh.
And I think that's a good thing. You see, the way I figure it, these are serious times, and we've got to stay strong to stay free. That's why I joined the National Guard, to help make sure.
Eddie, something tells me you've done a lot of thinking about this.
I have. The Guard's a swell deal for me because I could join right here in my hometown and go to camp with fellas I know. I get a chance for promotion, extra pay, and what's more, I can reduce the number of years I'm going to spend in the Ready Reserve. Now, how can a guy go wrong with a deal like that?
I see what you mean.
Say, Eddie, may I interrupt?
Well, sure, Mr. Anthony. Well,
here's a note your buddy sent up for you.
Oh, thanks.
What does it say, Eddie?
Let's see. Dear Corporal, you're talking too much. Let Ray Anthony play some music. Signed, your sergeant.
Well, Eddie?
Well, Ray?
Fellas, line up for when the Saints go marching in March.
Fellas of the National Guard, hope you've had a real nice time here at the Armory. How about you, Patty?
Oh, I had a wonderful time, Eddie. Didn't you, Ray?
Sure did. Same time next week, Eddie.
Right. Hope all you folks listening in will make it a day, too. We'll be expecting you. Patty Page, Ray Anthony and his band, and yours truly, Corporal Eddie Carter, speaking for my buddies of the National Guard, your friends and neighbors who help keep our country strong by keeping our guard up. Here is your announcer with the address of your National Guard headquarters.